1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone thinks that he knows anything, he has not yet come to know as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Therefore, concerning the eating of things sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, either in heaven or on earth, even as there are many gods and many lords, yet to us there is one God, the Father, out from whom are all things, and we are unto him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we are through him. But this knowledge is not in all men, but some, being accustomed to the idol until now, eat the food as an idol sacrifice, and their conscience, being weak, is defiled. But food will not commend us to God. Neither if we do not eat are we lacking, nor if we eat do we abound. But beware lest somehow this right of yours become a stumbling block to the weak ones. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge reclining at table in an idol temple, will not his conscience, if he is weak, be emboldened to eat the things sacrificed to the idols? For the one who is weak is being destroyed by your knowledge, the brother because of whom Christ died. And sinning in this way against the brothers, and wounding their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food stumbles my brother, I shall by no means eat meat forever, that I may not stumble my brother.